We'll do a little bit of the Gemara. I'll try the Gedayim at Aleph. Tanya. It's around, I don't know, 20 lines down, 15 lines down. Mm-hmm. First word on the line. Tanya.
Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah, Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda, amen. Dor Sheb and David Ba. You got it? Around 20 lines down, the first word on the line, Tanya.
Tzadik Zayin, right?
Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph.
Okay.
First word on the line, Tanya, around 20 lines down.
Yeah, right
there. Oh, Tanya. Okay. Tanya Yehudaim Adar, Shabin David Baba, the Dar, that generation that Mashiach is going to come, is Beis Avad, the Beis Avad, which is the Beis HaKnesses, the place where the people go to learn, is Yel Zonis, will become like a place for Zonis, for Znus. And Rashi says, Beis Avad, Mokim Shal Talmidei Chacham is Vad and Shalom HaTorah. And the Pshat is that there's not going to be enough people learning, and the place is going to be empty, and it was not always right in the center of town, so Melu would become a problem. Galil Yecharav, and the Galil will become destroyed or will decay. Gavlun Yesham, and Gavlun will also be disintegrate, but means fall apart basically. Be wasted, will be wasted. Anchek vu yisayvivu meir liir, and people will walk from in the border for lo yichanenu, and they won't be put up, meaning they won't have a place, they won't be settled. Chacham hasayfrim Tisrach, and the Chachamim will Tisrach is a lesson to get spoil, will the wisdom of the learned people will become decayed. The Yireh Chet Yimosu, and the people who have fear of Chet will become despised. Upnei Hador Kupnei HaKelev, and the face of the nation, the Dor, will be like the face of a dog. So Emes Nehaderes, and MS truth will be put into its own corner. Shenema Batia MS Nederis. Mai Batia MS Nederis. Ami de Berav, Malami Shaosis Adorim Adorim, or Lechesla. That means no one's going to want to associate with truth. Truth will be set up to be the few people that are still straight will have to mind their own business in some corner someplace. They're not going to be able to be, they won't be accepted amongst the populace. Mai Vasor Me Rom Mishtoil, what does it mean that the ones who stay away from bed will be made fun of? Ami de Be'er Shila, Komi Shasur Miram Mishtel Alabriyas. Now, that's what we'll stop for today. Just, I wanted to just go vaitu, because I still have this dream about trying to finish the paragraph. But and we will, we'll get there. But I do feel that we're in the Dur. I mean, this is what the Gedolim are telling us. We're in the Dur of Mashiach. We're suffering blow after blow. Someone made a comment today. But if people don't live forever, and the teretz is obvious, that every second that a gadol is alive, the whole generation is nene from that. We all benefit from it. And I had the unique schus, and I was just too stupid to take advantage of it. Sorry. I was too dumb to take advantage of it. I had the schus to see him from Scheinberg a lot. I drove him around. And I spent a lot of quality time with him over the years. Over the last 10 years, not. But from 10 years ago until 20 years ago, almost every year, I would drive him, whether it be to the dentist, whether it be to collect tzedakah, whatever it was. And I had time to interact with him and talk to him and ask him any question I wanted. And I didn't take enough advantage of it. I'm being straight. But unfortunately, like everything else, you don't appreciate what you have until you don't have it anymore. It's the way it is in life, unfortunately. And now we're thrown into turmoil because we don't have that muster, that example, that leader. And, you know, someone told me over at Marshall, he was explaining it to some people who wanted to know. He said, go for a ride someplace. Late at night. You go somewhere wedding, you go somewhere far away. It's dark at night. It's dark now. You have to travel back. Okay? So you have a 5-year-old kid, a 6-year-old kid. Okay, I'm just guessing. So is that kid even worried about, okay, so now how am I going to get home? Is it even on his radar screen? No. The reason why, because obviously, there's nothing, it's not that he thought about it and obviously, no. It's because obviously he doesn't even think about it. It's automatic. I'll get home because I'll get home. And if I don't get home, I don't get home because it's whatever Abba wants. It's a non-issue. So, something comes up, you have to leave suddenly. You leave instructions with the kid what he should do. Wait at this corner, look for a green bus that says this and this number. Get on the bus, tell the driver where you live. Suddenly the kid has to start fending for himself, right? He has to start figuring it out. That's the marshal. Kozman Abba was here. We had the reshiva. So we were always a little bit, okay, the reshiva's taking care of it. And that's the schusim and the shanta, the shmaya that he had. And now we're in a bind. Every week you have another gadol, another something going on, and it's ikvus in the Mashiach now. We're in the time of the Mashiach. So I figured it would be appropriate to talk a little bit about some of the Sichas Musa that the Rishiv Zichron Baruch has said over the years in Torah Ar. And it has to do with the Gemara before, which talks about that in the times of Mashiach, the Tzaddikim are going to be mismayed, going to be less Gedolim around. And it's very depressing when you really think about it. Because the Gedolim aren't around anymore. But yet, Mitzaracher, the flip side, is Baruch Hashem, they prepared for us a Torah Shem Ksav, so to speak. And we can't see them, we don't hear them speaking it, and it's a big loss. But at the same time, we could endeavor to try to figure out what does Hashem want, and how should we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In the Derech Munah B'Tochen, Parshas Truma, he says like this, that we know that Ikkun Nesinus HaTorah, the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael in order that we should put our B'Tochen, we should be B'Teach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ikkun. The Ikkun Nesinus HaTorah. This is actually from the Gra. The Gra in Mishlei says that in order that we should place our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore the Torah was given, that is the vehicle, that is the instruction manual, so to speak, of how we should be placing our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it brings down that the Medrash Shmois, that there is such a concept as a mekach. You sell something and the thing is sold with him. I'll tell you a bad marshal, not such a great marshal. What's the difference between that can and if I had myself another can, plain aluminum can, with the same beverage in it? Same exact beverage. you almost see Mr. Coca-Cola, so to speak. Now, of course, it's the name of the company, not the name of the person. But the mekach is done in a way where, over the years, it's almost like he's sold himself. If there would be a guy with such a name, you look at ketchup and in America, and you think about Heinz, you think about Joe Heinz, you think about the guy who owned it. It just, it goes. Certain things are like that. that the mekach and nimker, you almost sell yourself with the mekach, so to speak, because it's the connection is so obvious that it's like an automatic. So he says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash brings down, Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Nasati Lachem Es HaTorah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave the Torah to you. Lifrei Shem Mena in a Yachol. Separate myself from the Torah. I can't. I mean, it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. He gave it to Klai Yisrael. And now he's making a deal with Klai Yisrael, basically. He's saying to Hashem, he's saying to Klai Yisrael, look, I gave it to you, but I really can't be punished from it. It's me. Yisrael v'raisu k'shebrichu charu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one with the Torah. And Klai Yisrael is one with the Torah. And therefore we're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mela Hashem says, I gave you the Torah, but it's me. I can't separate myself from it. Loi melechem al titlu en yochel. To tell you not to take the Torah, I can't because I gave it to you. I came down by a seat, I gave you the Torah. So I can't tell you not to take the Torah. So I'm in a bind. Because I'm giving it to you, and yet I can't be punished, I can't separate. So I have to get myself over with the Torah. Just wherever you go, make a cheder, make a place for me that I can stay there. For usuli migdash v'shachanti v'secha, make for me a migdash so that I can know that I'm dwelling amongst you. And the Ramban says over, according to the Maral, actually explains it. Torah is called the Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim hila machzikim ba. The Torah is Eitz Chaim. It's an esenes chaim l'misha ichiz ba. It gives life to somebody who holds on to it. Someone who holds on to Torah, whether because he's learning Torah or because he's supporting Torah. Torah breathes life into that person. That person is now a different person. It is not the same person as someone that doesn't have Torah.
I don't know, it also means supporting Torah.
The Darsha half of the public, it's the Shem Olam. One day we'll do the Shem Olam. That it says, Machazikim Bibrisi. It says, Menasati Mevesi Yad Vashem Asheli Kuresh, right? So, Kudir, the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, it says, Bacharu Vashem Chafatsi Machazikim Bibrisi. Okay? Well, Yoyma Asari is Eitz Ani Eitz Yavesh. And someone who's machzik Torah. Okay, now he's not going to be the same. Yes, the sacher zvulun. If you go through it, you'll see that there are certain things he can't get. Someone who's omol, who's yiget miyageh, someone who puts himself out, and he comes to Shia to learn Torah, it's ain't a dreamer to somebody who's giving the money to support that Torah. But yet, it is a tremendous madrega. It is very close in schar. And someone, you understand what I'm saying?
Even though the person who sits and learns has such a greater...
That part of the yigia, the person who's supporting can't get. He can't get. But he could get something close to that. He gets something close. You see, Yisachim Zevulun, this concept of Yisachim is not so simple. Because, you know, it's not that you just give him $1,000 a month. It's not like that. It's if, let's say, you work a whole year. Lama Zogin, and you over a year make $50,000 or 200,000 shekel, okay? Which is, it's not a great pranasa, but it basically pays part of the bills, okay? Then you decide that, look, I don't have the kerchas to sit and learn, but I want a chelik in the learning. So you go over to the other guy and you say, look, you're sitting and learning, right? I'm not able to learn, I'm busy working, but I want a yisachar zvulun partnership. So I make 200,000 shekel from now on, I'm going to give you half of everything I make. And now you're getting 50% of what I make. That's your Yisachar's rule. When you just give him a donation, $1,000, $50, whatever, it's a nice thing. But there's not Yisachar's rule. It's helping support Torah, and it's going to be a tremendous reward in the next world. But you shouldn't fool yourself. A person should not think that, hey, I'm mamish, because it's not really true. There was a guy I knew in New York who had a Yisachar's rule partnership for real. And the guy sat and learned, you didn't rely on it. It didn't work. And he got exactly whatever this guy got, he got it. If he made $100,000, he gave him $50,000. So, no questions asked. He, not Shati gave it to him. It says he never made it in the first place. That was his share. Okay? Most people can't do that. I don't know of any other person that does it. This one person I knew did it. Okay? You know, it's a hard thing to do. Now, the guy wasn't making millions, you realize. But he was making enough that he was able to support this guy sitting and learning in Kailo. And he was still able to pay the bills for his house. And he was not the learning kind of guy, and he wanted the schus. He used to come every day for an hour and learn with his chavrus. That he did. And the rest of the day, he worked. And of course, he missed a lot. He didn't come every day. He missed a day here, a day there, a couple days a week he would miss. But the Maisa, he was ready to put his money where his mouth was. A lot of people aren't able to do that. So, the Maisa, Rav Chaim Pinchas, so hard to say that, says, in his Derech Emunah B'Tochen, that Netiyas HaTorah is Yotze Min Hashem Yisbarach. Therefore, Ka'yidei HaTorah Yesh La'odem Devekus V'Netiyah Bo Yisbarach. Someone who's Mizdabek to the Torah will, through that, become Mizdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Automatically. It's automatic. Because he saw a raisa, because you're a chuchadu, Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same. Tainu hach. Therefore, the job is to connect. Now, we just had the Gemara tonight, actually. It says that the people at Yiras Sachet were made fun of. Lamaisa, if you had to, I don't know if you went to the Levaya today, but one of the things you heard was Rav Shoiner, he spoke in Yiddish. I don't know if you were there, but she was brought up in America as a young child. He came when he was a young child from Poland, but he was in America. He even attended public school for a little while. He played sports, and I know he told me. So, how is it he knew Kol HaDer Kula? Because when he settled down to learn, and everybody came to make fun, or everybody else had the new car with the new house, with the new whatever, he was living by his in-laws with no car, with nothing. And he was able to, like, tremendous chus to be able to do that. To stay totally focused. And now, but you just have to take a look at the tremendous amount of chus that he had. In Limud HaTorah, in Abotzes HaTorah, in Chesed, everything. It's embarrassing to know that such a gadol lived only a half hour car ride away. And when was the last time we went to visit him? I got Musa for my son a couple months ago when he went. He had a day off, one day from yeshiva. He didn't have second seder. Took a bus ride. Went and he davened mincha by Scheinberg and he stayed there for a while. And I got Musa from that. Now, why don't we do that? Why don't we? It's always been a question to me. Why don't we want to connect? Is it because we're lazy? I don't know. Because we don't think, we're not really connected to it.
Is that really connecting by going and visiting?
By going to see a gadol and davening with the gadol and trying to, if you're sitting and learning three sturm a day, so maybe not. But I told you, I had a brevd in my car. He said, Refuah Shalema. I had a brevd in the car. I was driving him to a shir also many years ago. And I asked him this question. And he told me clearly, he said, Shia, the mus of a gadol, is an amazing thing. When I was young, in 1984, I went in, I was brought in with somebody to stipend. That summer, I happened to be visiting Eretz Yisrael with a bunch of classmates. At the time, one of my rebbeim, Shiva at the time, brought us into the stipple, brought us into Rav Shach. And it made a roshim on me. I'll tell you an interesting thing. The gentlemen keep coming up. They keep coming. And, you know, everybody's gawking. Everybody's trying to get a peek of the color. All you have to do is get on a 497, and I could be in an hour and 25 minutes sitting in Ponovich looking at Rav Pavelski all day, if I want. No, I won't do it ever. But I'll be by a Levaya where he's coming by, and I'll try to come take a peek. When then is not the time to be peeking, I should be listening instead. So what happened? It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. I remember back in the day where Moshe Feinstein was alive, and then he was nifted, and everybody was complaining. They didn't get into him. They didn't go to him. In the winter of 1982, I happened to have this schus. I was with someone who was about curry. Every single Monday and Thursday, I davened in Moshe's house. 5 or 6 months. And I was too young and dumb and to take chaperein, appreciate, but certain things I saw made a tremendous ratio for me. These are life-changing events. Now, if you were sitting and learning all day long, okay, so that's a separate shaila that has to be asked. But since most of us are not sitting and learning Torah all day long, it's a great thing. I remember last year, I landed here day after Shul Shabbat, and we were bewildered. Telling you, come with a family, my size, and plop down in the middle of it. Ramat Beit Shemesh, I didn't know anybody. You know, I knew a little bit, one or two people that I started talking to on the phone to get some answers about how to move and what to live and where to live. But I knew nothing. I knew nobody. And after a week or two, it was Chodesh Nisan, same time as last year, and I'm starting to try to prepare for Pesach. And we were lonely. We didn't know anybody. We didn't know anything.
Why'd you come here?
What?
Why'd you come here?
Oh, that's a whole story in and of itself. And the mice is, I woke up one day, and I said to my boys, that's it. Tomorrow, we're all going to get to Rav Chaim Kanievsky to watch him make a Sima Shas, Erev Pesach. So that was my profound statement until they all started asking me the obvious question, and how are we going to get there from Vasikin? So my wife started working the phones, and I found very quickly how if you work the phones for a little while, you could go from 475 shekel down to 250 shekel. You just got to make enough phone calls. And that's what happened. We took a taxi. Taxi came in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning, we drove there, we were there for davening. Amazing experience. I took pictures, we were on a high. And we felt good about coming there to Shul, even though the 2.5-3 weeks leading up to that, they were miserable. Because we knew nobody, we didn't have a furniture, we were sleeping on the floor. It was very miserable. It really was. And then suddenly I felt like a different person. Amazing. Even though I came out, I had no way to get back. I did not know which bus to take. I didn't know if there were buses even running. Every taxi I stopped didn't want to leave on Erev Pesach to take me back to Beit Shemesh. And for 45 minutes I stood walking around Chorav Chazon Ish looking for something until I found the guy sitting and reading a paper, a Monit driver. I went over and I asked him if he was willing to take me to Beit Shemesh. Bevakasha, please get in. He was one of those guys who just, you know, Hashem sent him. It was perfect timing. It was Gemalda. And I came home and we went into Yontif so uplifted, printed out that picture, and I sent a copy of the picture that I took, hanging over a bench, trying not to kill myself, back to all my chaverim. I sent 10 pictures back to all my rabbeim that I have, chaverim that I have over there. And sometimes it's a life-changing experience, but not the superficiality of it. It's the realizing that somebody could be so mufrad from Olam Hazeh, could be so separated from Olam Hazeh. It's an amazing thing. I remember I asked Rav Scheinberg, I told you this, I think. One of the times I took him, I asked him about playing ball, and he said, it's very healthy, you should play ball, whatever. But don't be a fan. Never become a fan. So I said, why not? Because it's addictive. It's mamshech. Something that slaps, awesome. Stay away from it, it's awesome. So he told me, watch over your children, but give them a long leash. He gave me so many sightings, I spent hours talking to him. And it was like interesting that with all of that, I'm living here a year. I didn't try to take opportunities to run over there for davening. Why not? I went a few times. Yes, it's true. Baruch Hashem, I saw my Rosh Hashanah by the Kaisel. Then I saw my Chol HaMoed by the Kaisel. Yeah, but I didn't go enough. I just didn't. So, if I would understand that these people are attached to Torah in a way that makes them inseparable from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, automatically I'll want to have that kesher. Automatically I'll have that. The children were there today, by the way. And it's interesting. They didn't know what was going on, but they were there. They were taking in the atmosphere. It was an amazing event. It's an amazing Kiddushim Shemayim. And yet, tomorrow is going to be a new day. We're going to move on like nothing happened. And right to Gagangen. And we're not going to try to connect. We're not going to try to go see Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We're not going to. Why not? So it bothered me all the time. Today, this evening, could be maybe on a little bit a certain hargasha. I had schus tonight to pick up my parents, first time ever they came to visit Eretz Yisrael in their life. And I went to the airport to pick them up. And I waited hours. They were the last ones off the plane. They moved slowly, and they're not young. And it was like 2 hours after they landed, they finally came out the door. I had to call my brother to make sure that he saw them get on the plane. And because I still wasn't believing that they were actually going to come. Now, I watched tonight something very interesting. I saw the emotions swing. When people greet their relative or their friend, from high fives to singing a song to kissing and hugging to crying, the gamut, mamish. And I watched for 2 hours Fruma and Fryer. And I watched and I saw emotions. There was one person that came, obviously because of a tzara, and he was crying hysterical. There was another person who was crying from happiness. And I'm watching and I'm realizing the power of emotions. No one cared that they were in public. Nobody cared that everybody was staring at them looking like turtles. I mean, they're dancing and hopping and jumping. If I would have videoed it and then show it to them 2 days from now, the scene that they made in the airport, they'd be embarrassed. No question they'd be embarrassed. And they didn't give it a second thought. Now, I have a question for you. Why is it that when we see the Mardasha, the Rav, a Gadol walk by, we don't act that same way. And I thought about it tonight. I had plenty of hours in the airport. And I thought about it. And not only that, even if I don't see the Golda for a week, I don't see the Golda for a month. Rav, our Rav, the Rav, any Rav, goes into America, he's away for a week. Okay, we don't go to the airport to meet him. Okay, fine. Okay, I don't know why, but we don't. We don't, but we should, but we don't. Okay, we don't. But then at least we go give them, do we look to find him the first second to give him a Shalom Aleichem that the world is different when you're not here. The community is different when you're not here. We know you have to go, but we missed you. No, it's a non-issue. It's like, go home, here today, not here tomorrow. So that's what happens. Then the chasham, the day comes and the gadol dies. And tomorrow we go on like regular. Here today, not here tomorrow, goodbye. You know, we have to go and we have to use those emotions that I saw exist today by the airport and direct them towards Torah and towards Gadlus HaTorah and towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Rav Shach thought of a good shtick of Torah, he grabbed the guy walking past him and he had a rakida in Beis Medrash. How's that change? When was the last time you thought of a good pshat and got up and did the zat? I mean, it's ridiculous, but yet that's what they did because this is the only thing that was important to them. You know, like one of the, like his son-in-law said today, son-in-law Rav Shiva Chavetz Chaim, forgot his name.
David Wiener.
So he said, and this is what Rav Chaim Epstein said about Rav Shmuel Bermel, that so you always say this thing of like Pasuk Pumim Megirsa, that they never stop learning, which is true. But that wasn't the godless. The godless is that it's his life. It is his oxygen. How many hours can a fish stay out of water? How many minutes? How many seconds? That's how many seconds a Ben Torah can stay without Torah. A fish after 4 or 5 seconds is dead. 8 seconds. Right? Torah. You can't go 5 seconds without Torah because you can't breathe. That's how they viewed it. So it's not a big deal that the public book is it because who doesn't want to live? And if they would stop learning, they'd stop living. So, and this, they trained themselves. They weren't born, you know. I can tell you, Chaim Pichel was born, came to America as a young child, and it was a midbar. There was nothing here to stay religious. If you were Shabbos Shabbos, it was it was Gevaldik. So the mice is, I think that we have a problem that we're misdirecting our emotions. I saw today strong emotions, and I believe that those emotions are the same. Those are the emotions that the Gedolim had towards other Gedolim, towards their Rabbeim. I told you, you could be sitting and a rebel walk in, you don't even stand up for him because he's just one of the guys. But he's being wasted nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Besides his own godly satira, Yediyah satira, Habata satira. But this trains, you're not standing up for him, you're standing up for yourself. This is how we have to direct and channel our emotions, which are there. Just go to the airport, you'll see it. Towards Torah, towards the Gedolei Hadar, towards the Gedolim that are Megan, are protecting us. That's what we have to do. And everybody here can do it. And an Eitzah, I'll give you an Eitzah, which I heard from one of my Rebbeim years and years ago. It's a good Eitzah. We all do it. Well, we should do it. A child comes home from school, third grader, fourth grader, sixth grader, whatever it is. Assuming a day that he didn't get punished and the Rebbe didn't do something that you, quote, disagree with, okay? And the kid's telling you what happened in school. And you're busy telling him, wow, you're such a great Rebbe, he did that with you, wow, you're so lucky, right? Now, what are you doing there? I mean, I don't know if you do it, but if you don't do it, you should definitely start doing it. It's a great habit to get into. But what are you doing it for? To build up the Rebbe in the eyes of the Talmud, of your son, because you know ultimately that's how your child is going to be successful. If he realizes that you as his father are Meirich, has a Haracha for his Rebbe, so then that goes up in his eyes. He's going to want to make that Rebbe proud of him, because hey, that's doing for Abba. Right? So why don't you do that for yourself? The same way. That same building up. Problems are always so into, but he did that, he has this thing, he has that. Let's stop being...
You mean do it for yourself?
In other words, bring up the Torah, the Rav, in your own eyes. Do the same thing you do to the kid, do it to yourself. Wow, my Rav did this, my Rav makes an effort for Torah. In other words, you also need to be machunach yourself, not just the child. And that is so important. That we miss it. We're so busy making sure our kid loves his Rebbe, we forget that we have to love ours. Or we try to avoid it because maybe the Rebbe is going to tell us something we maybe don't want to hear. And then it's hard. And you know, the Rebbe isn't running a popularity contest. If he thinks he's supposed to be doing something, he's going to tell it to you and goodbye. The chips will fall where they fall. And that's the Nakuda. And we would appreciate that, I'm telling you. Then we would be going out of our way to, quote, give nachas to that rub, in which case that would be giving nachas to ourselves. It's so important. We shouldn't wake up tomorrow and, as if today never happened. It would be such a tragedy. It's such a tragedy. And don't just say over stories, but the Yisoy, stories are very nice. There's a lot of miracle stories that are going to come out. 50% of them are not going to be true, and 50% of the other 50% are not going to be true. I remember I went over to Rav Chaim Pinchas and I said to him, I heard that the Rosh Yeshiva said that this is the store we should stay away from. It was in New York once by Yeshuas. So he says, nah, I didn't say that. I said, no, but I heard because of some reason, I didn't know the reason, we didn't know the reason, but we heard that the Rosh Yeshiva, stay away. So he says, I'm going to tell you, Yisoid. Listen carefully. If it doesn't make sense to you, don't believe it. If it doesn't. I don't even know the name of the story. I don't know what you're talking about. It was just convenient for somebody to say, to make it up. So he made up the story. Now, it's an amazing thing. So the stories are nice, but not always are they accurate. But what is accurate is his chashiva satara, his vekas to Torah, his vekas to chesed. It's an amazing thing, the vekas to chesed. A friend of mine, a younger man, I could go on all night, but a friend of mine went to him 15 years ago to get a bracha on Friday night. But he had taken early Shabbos, he was taking late Shabbos, he was in the shower. He came out holding his pants in his hand with his robe on. And he spent all day talking to him. You know, there's a certain... They were great. So we have to take advantage.